The following edition of the VRV podcast is a special edition to help Camp Shady Brook raise money for children of military families. Thank you for tuning in. All right, everybody, it's Justin Clark here with the VRV. So today I've got two beautiful ladies sitting across from me today. I'm super excited. Christy reached out to me and wanted me to get involved with this Camp Corral program that's through Golden Corral. And so I've got Paige down here with me as well. They're here to tell us all about this program. So ladies, thank you so much for joining me today, taking the time out of your busy day. Every time I'm down here, you guys have paperwork all over the place. So please, if you want, introduce yourselves and tell us about the Camp Corral program.
Okay. Hi, my name is Christy Carlson, and I work with the Golden Corral, and through the Golden Corral, I also work for Camp Corral. And Camp Corral is a camp for children of disabled, ill, and fallen veterans and military. And my job is to raise funds for this camp for the children to go to camp for 1 week, all expenses paid, and it costs approximately $700 per child. So we do several different fundraisers starting in April, and it goes till June. And the one that we have coming up right now is on May 2nd. We will have a denim and diamond gala, and we'll have a dinner, a barbecue dinner catered by the Golden Corral. Then, I beg your pardon?
Oh, I said right on. I'm done with that. You can count me in right there.
We'll have a silent auction where I have gone out and asked the surrounding businesses to help us with gift cards, cash, you know, actual products that we can silent auction.
Okay.
And last year we had close to 89 different gifts. This year my goal is 100.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll also have a DJ who will play music for Dancing Pleasures. We have a gentleman that has told he would never walk again.
Mm-hmm.
And now he roller skates for us and puts on a great show. And our final act will be the King, Mr. Elvis Presley. I will perform two sets for us,
and he's a veteran too. You told me,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is a veteran.
So you got a veteran Elvis.
Yes, and so the tickets are $30 a piece for everything, which is pretty reasonable.
Yeah,
and everything that we make that night will go directly to Camp Corral.
Okay,
we take nothing out of it. It's all for them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to it, and this will be our biggie this year.
And where and when?
It is May 2nd from 6 to 11 at the DAV Hall on Peterson and Palmer Park.
Right.
We will have a cash bar also, and one of our lucky guests will be the winner of a diamond necklace. We've done that for the last 2 years, and we will continue that.
No, this is for all families, like everybody? It's open to everybody?
It's open to anyone who would like to come and visit with us.
Awesome.
It's an evening event, and I would prefer that it would be all adults only, you know. So, but, you know, if you can't find a sitter, we'd rather have you come than not come that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But babysitting is not provided.
Right on. Well, so tell us about this Camp Corral program. Like you said, it lasts a week?
A week.
And it's out here in Colorado?
We have one camp here at Deckers. There are 52 camps throughout the United States. And we are lucky to have a camp right here in Deckers.
So Camp Corral uses already existing camps all over the country.
Okay.
And so folks can enroll to be a camper, enroll their child to be a camper, and then they usually send them to geographically what is the most convenient for them. And so there are different weeks
okay.
throughout the year, I mean throughout the summer, depending on the location.
Right. Now, is there certain prerequisites for, because I know you had mentioned, you know, Gold Star families, is it active duty military children, or is this kind of leaning towards?
It's pretty much all of the above. There is a very large committee board of directors that go through all the applications. You know, they can only take so many kids. So I'm not privy to what the exact selection process is. But most kids get into one of the camps. And if they don't this year, then they, you know, put them to the top of the list the next year.
This sounds like YMCA's got a thing that they do. I think it's called like an Operation Purple or something. My kids went with those with kind of the same guidelines with veteran kids, but my kids absolutely loved it. And from what I was looking up with this, it looks like it's really just building the bonds within like kids of military families that, you know, it's a whole, they're in a whole different world.
Well, I think it's like most camps that are geared toward a certain segment. They're with their own kind of people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they are with people that understand their life and what has happened to them or what happens in their family or that one of their parents is gone for months at a time or one of their parents is injured or it gives them someone to talk to that maybe they don't get at school.
Yeah. You know? No, absolutely. No, and that's something we took for kind of granted a bit. My kids growing up always grew up in military on DOD contracted schools. Then we get here, you know, there's still a huge military population, but you'll see there's different little secluded groups, but I think this is a really cool program for them to kind of escape and really build some bonds, with having lost, you know, one of their parents from the war or anything, or even just suffering from, you know, my kids had to do with me missing just a small little amputation, but it's still.
But that's still something the kids have to deal with.
Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, you've got these moms and dads that can't play the same really, you know, as much anymore. And I know it takes a toll a bit. I know they're super proud, but I think this program is absolutely incredible. And you two for putting this on to raise funds to help these kids go is way cool. So
thank you.
Well, like I said, the gala is a big part of what we do. That's probably our biggest fundraiser of a year. But how many kids did we raise money to send to camp for last year?
23.
Wow. Just here in this store.
Yeah.
Christy works really, really hard, and I help her. But besides the gala, we do bingo nights in the restaurant on Mondays. We do 2 garage sales. We do, you know, just countless things, all with the goal of we want to be able to send as many kids to camp as we possibly can.
Christy was telling me last time I was down here, you guys, so beyond this, just I'm speaking Golden Corral here. Actually, real quick, throw out the address for people that may not know where you're at.
Golden Corral is at 1970 Waynoka Road, which is, no one knows where that is, but it's Powers in Palmer Park.
Yeah.
Very easy to find on Powers Boulevard. You can't miss the neon.
Yeah, it's a big one out here. So I think you guys are like the last ones here anyways.
We are the sole survivor in town.
It is crazy.
For now.
Super easy to find on Google. But Christy was telling me you guys have tons of pro-military events, days that are going on here. You would mention something where, I believe, was there a band?
Yeah, well, we had a band last year. This year we're going to DJ the, PJ the DJ is going to be doing it for us this year.
Mm-hmm.
He plays a variety of music, so people will get out and dance, and that's what we want. We want you to have fun.
Yeah.
And everything goes to the kids, and keep that in mind. The reason you're having fun is for them kids.
Well, and Golden Corral does do a whole bunch of different things for military. It's like we have what we call our Military Monday, which is always the Monday either of Veterans Day or after Veterans Day, where we feed all military personnel for free.
Yeah.
And when you come that night, you never know what you're going to find. We've got bands playing and kids doing flag presentations and passing out cookies out in line because it's usually cold. And we do that every year, and we really enjoy that too. That's another big thing that we do.
We also got involved with Quilts of Valor, where we give a quilt to a deserving veteran that has to be nominated. And we've done
a few of those presentations. We even did one here in the restaurant, which is really special.
Yeah. No, that's near and dear to me because I received one after my injury, you know, when I was downrange. And seriously, I still have that. It's my cherished quilt. I love that thing to death. And I think I showed you the picture. It's even autographed by the lady who made it. I believe they're out of Virginia. That was, 15 years ago now? So anything with that is super special because obviously there's a lot of love that goes into making those quilts.
Yes.
But then with you guys delivering it and presenting it, that's really, really awesome. So
yeah, we had a couple of ceremonies and we all sat there and cried and it was wonderful. And it was wonderful. And we also presented one to a gentleman who was in line to get one, but unfortunately he was called home to. And so we did it through his family.
Oh,
and that was very special.
Golden Corral, all over the country, you know, does a lot of partnering with the DAV.
Mm-hmm.
That's Camp Corral is our biggest fundraiser. DAV is our second largest fundraiser that we do throughout the year. And those are the two things that Golden Corral as a corporation really supports those two things.
So how long is this camp? Do you know how long this Camp Corral has been going on for?
You're going to make me look something up now.
Not a big deal. Paige came prepared. She's got a whole
stack of notes.
Yeah.
Now I have to find
something.
I want to say 4 years.
Really? 4 years? And they're in this? Because this thing has been going pretty nuts here. So is this? So you don't have to find it. It's okay.
No, I want to know the answer.
Well, while you're looking, so is this something that people can go and get involved with and sign their own kids up on their own? Like, they don't have to be, they just have to more or less go through an application
They can go through the website, and there's a place where you click the button to apply, and they can apply for their child.
Right. It's super easy website, just campcorral.org. So if you need any information on this with how long this has been.
Because Paige can't answer that question right now.
I think it's been 5 years. Five.
I think we've been doing it at least that long.
Yeah, I think it's been 5 years.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And it's grown incredibly in those 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think they started out with like a couple camps. And then there was such a demand for it that it's just grown and grown and grown.
It's great. Yep. And it is a nonprofit, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. So very good, especially to the sponsors out there. So anybody that's listening to this, and I'll be pushing this out on my social media as well, if you're wanting to sponsor, what's the best way for them to reach out?
It's just give me a call, Christy Carlson, 719-332-5863. And I'll do the best I can to accommodate them.
So we would love to you to call that number so if you'd like to sponsor a child, we'd also love you to call that number to buy tickets to the gala.
There we go. And so anybody, what kind of items are you looking for here? Because I've got so many people on my VRB can create from wooden flags to jewelry to whatever. Is it kind of whatever?
We would love to have any of those kind of items that we can put into the silent auction.
Okay.
Every dollar we make up those silent auction, every item in the silent auction has been donated. So every dollar we make off those items goes straight to the kids. So if people have talents and they would like to share them with us, that is fantastic.
Yeah, just give me a call and I'll make arrangements to meet with you and get the item. And I also want one of your cards, business cards, because we do display a big board of all the people who have donated and helped us. And if you don't have an item to give us, cash is always welcome.
And I'll let Christy handle all that. So, that's awesome. No, I really appreciate it. So we'll reach out, and anybody that's listening to, you can reach out to me, shoot me a message on here, or vrbsocial@gmail.com, or reach Christy, 719-332-5863, and she can pass you over to Paige, too. Do you want to throw your phone number up there? Should we just funnel everything to Christy? She's shaking her head no.
Only if you want catering, a job, do I give you my phone number.
No, actually, no. But seriously, I do have a bunch of vets that are looking for job opportunities, so this might be a good place for them to come to. So, awesome.
Yes, we like to hire vets as well. So, yes, you're right.
Well, good. Well, good. Well, awesome, ladies. Was there anything else that we're missing at all?
No, I just want to thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, thanks for reaching out.
Well, we want to make this year the best year we've had. And so as we do this for the third time in a row, we're really looking forward to making this a kind of epic night for folks.
Good. And when we say diamonds and denim gala, most people think about real dressed up. No, we want you to come in jeans and be comfortable, but ladies, make sure you wear all the glitter you can.
I'm looking at the back of Elvis's.
If you have one of those Elvis capes, wear that for sure.
There we go. Well, that'll be great. Well, I'm really looking forward to this. So once again, where, if you want to give the location and date and time once again.
So it's May the 2nd.
There we go.
From 6 to 11 at the DAV Hall, which is at Palmer Park and Peterson. The DAV is really nice to give us that space as well. We're partnering with them on this. And you can call Christy for tickets. And the number again is 332-5863, and we would love to have you join us.
Right on. And so, yeah, so anybody that wants to sponsor, please reach out. Anybody that wants to donate any items for us to auction off, please shoot me a message, shoot Christy a message. We'll be pushing this on social media as well, so I think it'll be really good. If you guys want to look up the camp, if there's something you're interested in, you can visit campcorral.org, www.campcorral.org, and then you can find all the information there. But ladies, seriously, thank you, and thank you for Golden Corral for what you're doing and the support for the veteran community and the active duty military members, and especially all these kids. It's near and dear to me, so thank you.
Thank you.
It is our pleasure.
Right on. Well, I think that's it. So until next time. Thank you, ladies.
Till next time.
All right. Awesome. Thanks.